produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, I just ask, Lord God, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that, you know, you give them the spirit of faith and not fear, Lord God, and letting them know that you're always there in the midst of anything that we're going through, and that you'll always be there to hold our hand, and no matter what the situation may look like. And sometimes we don't always see the full staircase, Lord God, but just knowing that you are always there. And I'm so forever grateful for that. I'm so forever grateful for Finding My Way Radio to be the beacon of light that can be that open book to someone that never gets a chance to read you, and taking time to just cultivate the words that you give, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for just your tender mercy and your care. In Jesus' name, amen. Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with our Nurture by Natasha show. And wanted to talk to you today in reference to faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So if I had a title to title this, that what it would be is Faith Without Work is Dead. And so I want to talk to you in reference to Moses on today, because it was so many key points in the midst of reading about Moses that, you know, God nurtured him along the way to get him to see what it is that he was trying to get him to do, which was to allow his people to be let go, to come out of slavery. And so very, very powerful. And I have some key points for you on today to where, you know, not only just the things that happened back in biblical time, but it still resonate with us today. And so I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures that you can read in your spare time. And hopefully this blesses someone to really get you to see your lifestyle differently and your walk, right? Because this is a personal walk. And so the first thing is having faith is trusting the unseen. And so faith is just that. It's trusting the unseen. It's that Wi-Fi that I always talk about. And so oftentimes, you know, with that connection, we don't always see the things that God is doing in the background that's going on in our lifestyle, but we know that he's there, right? And even for many of us that don't believe, or those that we come in contact, I should say, that don't believe, you know, it's some beacon of light that's there, right? Because you're that spectrum of light that they see that, hey, it's hope because she has it. He has it. I see something in them. I don't know what, but it's pulling me towards them and I'm loving their characteristics. And so that's that light that God shines through us, right? Light shines in dark places. And so even in the midst of trusting the unseen, you see some things that it just blows your mind, that if you hadn't have been there in that moment and someone had told you about it, you probably wouldn't believe it yourself. And so the other thing is, the way to our promised land is not always easy. In fact, it rarely is. but it's well worth it, right? It's well worth it. And so oftentimes, you know, in the midst of walking in his faith walk, the faith the size of a mustard seed, I don't know if any of you have held the side of a mustard seed in the palm of your hands, but you do know that if you drop it on the floor, it'll be something very, very hard to find because it's such a small grain. So just thinking of mustard, if you're putting mustard on a sandwich, how many small grains of mustard seeds would it take to really to cover your food that you're putting it on, right? And so in the midst of when Pharaoh let the people go, God didn't lead them on a road that made the most sense, right? And in life, he doesn't lead us on the road that makes much sense. Most of the time, we don't understand what it is that he's in the midst of doing, right? We can ponder day in and day out to try to figure out. And so the Bible tells us in Exodus 13 that through the path was a short right through the Palestine country. God said, if you face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. And so if you also read the 17th verse in Exodus 13, you'll really get an understanding of the way that they were promised was not always easy, right? There was a war going on. And oftentimes there's a war that's going on right in the home front, right with us, right? Oftentimes that we're slaves to our own thoughts. We're slaves to our own thoughts that, you know, God will come to you in the middle of the night, or he'll send one of his angels your way to, you know, let you know that he is there in the midst. And oftentimes we truly get into our own head and we go our own way. How many can you relate to that, right? I see you nodding your head in the midst of listening. And so even in the midst, you know, God will lead you. He will lead you on the road, right? So he leads them around the desert, around the road towards the Red Sea. It's hot, it's dry. You know, you can just imagine of, you know, a hot summer day where you can barely catch your breath, right? In the mist. And you like, you know, this just doesn't make sense. We couldn't take another route. We couldn't wait for winter. We couldn't wait for spring. We couldn't wait for, you know, any of the other four seasons to do this when it wasn't, you know, so hot out here. So just thinking, you know, of the journey that they were going on and all the things that they had to endure of it, that God will make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way, right? Even in the midst. Sometimes we murmur and we complain, right? But still in the midst of the underlining, he's nurturing us for what it is to come, right? Because sometimes some of the storms that we go through in our lifestyle, we don't really understand. We're frustrated. We're angry, right? We're lashing out at some folks, even the folks that God may have sent your way, and even some of the obstacles, so that you'll be ready to receive what it is that he has for you when you get them. Sometimes, you know, we can really, really get in our feelings, right? And so he's a God that will never leave us nor forsake us. So even sometimes where we feel like we're in the valley of the shadows of death, right? We should still fear no evil, right? Because faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. So we got to put some work in to get to where it is that he wants us to get to, right? He does his part, but we also have to do our part as well. And so it's super important that, you know, the Israelites got closer to that sea that looked bigger and deeper, and the obstacles that seemed too difficult to overcome. Their eyes were focused on the problem. They got about the biggest of their God. But God didn't forget about them, right? He split the sea into two that his people walked through the dry grounds. And so it's so many things in our life that we really look back, and once we really reflect on those things, we can see where God really, really divided some things, right? Maybe it's some people that's on your job. Maybe, you know, maybe it was a separation within your marriage, right? Sometimes, you know, God don't make any mistakes. And sometimes we try to hold on to some things that we've been maybe even praying for, right? So many of us may have been praying for some things, or maybe just ask for some clarity on some things in our lives. And so, you know, sometimes he'll part the Red Sea and get you to see what it is that to take the cataracts off your eyes, right? So that you can see what's ahead. So that you can be ready for the journey, really ready for the journey. So obeying the truth, right? That's, if you read in Exodus 20:1-7, it talked about obeying the truth of the things that, you know, God. God will lead us day in and day out. And so, you know, it's super important to know that, you know, that on our behalf, that he goes to bat for us. He goes to bat for us in obeying the truth, right? He wrote it in the book and wanted us to follow his daily instructions. Follow his daily instructions. And oftentimes, we really get off course. We really get off course, right? I'm sure, you know, with some underlining things that God wanted Moses to do, and he just didn't believe. And so even with him taking and hitting just as simple as a stick on the ground, and it's turning into a snake, and he said, reach out your hand and grab it, right? I know I'm afraid of snakes. And, you know, you never know, you know, what type of poison a snake or anything would have, especially you're out there in the wilderness, right? And oftentimes in life, we go through that wilderness state. No matter what city, what state, what country we're in, we go through that wilderness of state. But just know that he nurtures us. He nurtures us even in the most wildest places. He's always there, even in the mess. And so I was just, you know, grateful that God provides in miraculous ways, right? He really provides for us in miraculous ways. Even sometimes, like, we don't even really maybe even take note. Because sometimes when you know, you have that cloud hanging over you, as sometimes we do, and things just not going the way we want them to go. And we say, you know, God, where are you? Where are you in the midst of all of this? And sometimes we just really can't just see his light. You know, we know that it's there. We know that, you know, he's connected to us. And, you know, you just don't. And so in the midst, you ask those questions. Where are you? Have you forsaken me? Right? And so even in the midst and all of that, you know, he had, you know, picked up manna and drank the water and accepted all the blessings and all of that, the bittersweet and all of that along the way. And sometimes, you know, so many of us, we don't see until we get all the way to what it is that he has really, you know, given us. And sometimes just reflecting back. And so it's super important to definitely to stay rooted in your word. And remember the covenant nation, right? His commandments, right? He told us to keep those holy, right? And so even in the midst of not only just reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, and which I know a lot of people try to stay away from the book of Revelations because the Revelations, you know, some people say reading it can be very, very scary. But just know that those things all came to pass. And, you know, we're living in the last days. I remember my grandma used to always state that. And, you know, from the time of when she got her golden wings in 96 up until now, things have changed so much over these years. And so, you know, even then, you know, God had told Moses to strike the rock and the water will come out of it for the people to drink it. And so it's little things along our lifestyle, as the same way he did for Moses, as Moses was traveling through that desert road, right? That, you know, that he would part the Red Sea, that, you know, he would talk to him through a burning bush, right? These are things that, you know, things unseen, those things unseen, like if you wasn't there, like you truly wouldn't know, you know, really to believe that or not. And so the other thing, sin will always take us further than we want to go. Oftentimes, you know, I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they were stiff-necked people. And so, you know, some of us, we still go through some things, right? We sin every day, right? We're human. I know I am. We're human, right? And so even through going through some things, you know, we become stiff-necked sometimes. We really do. But just to know that, you know, when you had a praying grandmother and a praying mother or someone that saw something in you, even when you didn't see anything in yourself, that sometimes we were stiff-necked people along the way. And you can read that in Exodus 32 and 9. We grumble, we complain, we have sin, hearts are far away from God, and these things are far too common from the Israelites in the desert wandering years, right? And so even in the midst, in those times, they wandered away, right? But just to know that he never forgets us, that's the amazing part, that he never forgets us, and he knows our every footsteps. And so I'm forever grateful in reference to that. And so when you read this story and how, you know, Moses was an Israelite, right? Remember back in the time, if you remember reading the story, that his mom at that time, they were killing little boys. And so when little boys were born, Pharaoh wanted them to be killed. And his mom put them in a basket and put them in the little river there. And, you know, Pharaoh's daughter was the one that got him. And being said, you know, his skin was the same complexion as theirs, he blended right in with their family. And so for years, he lived under Pharaoh as if he was one of his very own family members. And so oftentimes, it's amazing how God will hide you in the mess, right? He'll put a covering over you. And sometimes you may not even understand what's going on in the mess, but oh Lordy, when it's all said and done, how you can sit back and, you know, sometimes how your enemy will have things out for you, but how God will turn it around for your good and make your enemy your footstool. And so even in the midst of him not even knowing that Moses was not a part of his family or, you know, his circle that was there, and he raised them, or he was raised in with their family, sometimes we even may feel forgotten and left on our own. But God is always with us, right? He's always with us. And so, you know, he just had that covering over him throughout his lifestyle and all the things, right? So he was appointed. He was appointed. He had a calling on his life. He had a purpose that he had to fulfill. And sometimes God will put us in some uncomfortable situations so that he can nurture the situation and begin to bring us out on the other side without smoke, harm, or danger. And so, you know, even after all of these things the Israelite had done, they wandered away from God. He said these words, just as verses later, the Lord replies, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And so the presence and the power, powerful and strong, it is never dependent on how good we are. He is faithful even in the hardest struggles. Even in the hardest struggles. So only in him can truth rest and peace be found. Isn't that amazing? That's super amazing there. And so I was glad about this thing that, you know, of just how God just, how he just bring things in full alignment. And just, you know, nurture us along the way. And sometimes the hardest struggles we face is the greatest potential to teach us patience and endurance. Right? Sometimes it's in that long suffering. That long suffering. And you know, you still sit back and cry out, well, Lord, why me? Why me? But just to know that he's there to give you a true testimony that you can share with someone else, right? You can share with someone else, even in the midst. And to know that he says that I am. The two most powerful words, I am. And so when you're going through some things on this week, you know, definitely keep that in your spirit. I am. I am. And whatever you put behind it, I am. I am great. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than enough. I am who God says that I am. So in the midst of listening, shout out what your I am, right? And be confident in your I am, right? It's important to be confident in your I am. And that's where, you know, the faith part comes in, of having that confidence. He will definitely help you to build your confidence over time. He will send you the right people that will help to give you the tools to be the I am that he wants you to be. Right? We're going to get some scrapes and some bruises along the way, but I am. I am. Right? And so faith without work is dead. We may go through depression. I am an overcomer. Right? We may have gone through molestation. I am a child of God. We may go through whatever it is that you've gone through in life. You beyond that. You don't live there anymore. I am who God says I am. I am a child of the God. I am child of God. I am the Most High. And so as you listen to the words of Donald Lawrence with Leandra, singing, "This is my Exodus," sing it and make it your morning anthem if it's going to help to get you to your I am, right? Because faith without work is truly, truly dead. And oftentimes, as I said, we don't always see the full staircase of what it is that he truly has for us. And so keep pressing, my sister. Keep pressing, my brother, to know that you are possible, right? If Moses can go through the wilderness, be out there in the hot desert sun as it was beaming down upon his skin, and just think, you out there on a hot summer day, it's 80, 90 degrees, it's humid out there. He was in the desert, y'all, with the sand blowing everywhere. It's hot. Who knows? It didn't specify, you know, if he had some animals with him, or some donkeys or whatever, or some camels he was riding on. But I'm sure he got thirsty along the way. And God provided those things for him out there, right? He doesn't send us into places where he's not going to send some people that's going to help with them or help us along the way. And so as you go through your different journeys throughout your life journey, as you row your boat gently down life stream, just be mindful of the things that are around you as they transpire and take place, and staying definitely rooted in your word, because it will really, really to have you to look at things in the spiritual eye a little bit differently than those that look through the flesh lens optical. And so you'll begin to look at things differently and praise him a little bit differently. Trust me, I know. And so hopefully this has blessed someone on today, and that you'll get into the book of Exodus and read a little bit more and learn a little bit more about Moses and the others that's in the chapter. I find it very intricate of just how the Bible is really, really put together. It truly amazes me of every time I read and really dive into really, really to study. It really blows my mind. And so I want to leave you with a positive note on, you know, always put God first in the morning, in the noonday, and definitely at the end of the day. And those times in between when you feel a little shallow, say, "I am. I am more than enough." When the devil thinks that he can have your mind or sway you the other way, or some of those pharaohs that come up against in your life, let them know, "I am. I am who God says I am." And whatever your other I ams are. But hold your head up high and be the king and the queens that God has destined us to be. Get out there and be that beacon of light, that book that no one gets the opportunity to sometimes open. I greatly appreciate the opportunity for coming in here today and just being a blessing to you on today. So take a listen to the words of this song. Hopefully it blesses you the way that it blesses me. And may you have an amazing week. You can follow me on social media over at Nurture by Natasha VIP page on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha, as well as my website is nurturebynatasha.com, where we help you to cultivate a healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Take care, everyone, and have a blessed one.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Come on, say, take all I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that I am, and find my heart on the altar. altar again. Set me on fire.
Ask him to
set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart stands in awe of your name. Your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake. You will be with me.
You will be with me.
Here I am, God, say, arms wide open.
Oh, pouring out my love,
my life, grace.
I'm holding nothing back.
Holding nothing back.
I surrender.
I surrender.
You ought to throw your hands up and say, I surrender.
I surrender.
Say, I surrender.
I surrender.
All that I am.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. 1-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.